This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
In judgment. There we go, we're judging again. But you should not have respect of persons. I like what the scripture said earlier. Pick those that least esteem in the church. Why? Because they're not going to be have all this clout and all this baggage that these other folks have. Pick those least esteem because they might have respect the person. I've seen this in a house of God where certain, let's say, people that donate a lot of money get some privileges. And boy, I'm telling you, when I see that, woo, it makes me hotter than, I get hot. Because they're showing respect the person. And obviously when I talk about it, boy, I went talk to the people about that, what I saw, because I did open my mouth. I'm telling you, when I see something wrong, I'm going to open my mouth because that's what God wants us to do. Because a person, hey, may not know they're doing it wrong. But I'm telling you, when God lays it on your heart and you see problem, you better open your mouth. But when you see the respect of persons in judgment, you're not judging righteously here. And the next thing is you need to have mercy. Matthew chapter 7 verse 2 talked about that. And then when you judge righteous, make sure you pray for wisdom. James chapter 1 verse 5. And we're closing. James chapter 1 verse 5. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Wow. God is telling us to judge righteously. And I love Proverbs 31:9 where he tells us to open our mouth. And if you can't open your mouth, that means because you're in sin. And you know, Jesus said this, in Romans chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Romans chapter 2, 1 to 3. It says, therefore thou art inexcusable. There's no more excuse for your sin. O man, whosoever thou art that judgeth, for wherein thou judgest of another, thou condemneth thyself. For thou that judgest dost the same things, plural. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judges them which do such things, and dost the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? You won't escape the judgment of God. He told you His word, and you're judging people and doing the same thing, that won't fly. And here's our last scripture of the message. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. It says, for the time... Oh, I love that when he tells you that. That means you need to pay attention. For the time is come that judgment... Oh, there's that word. Must begin at the house of God. I love it. He didn't say the church. He says the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? Folks, I'm telling you, it begins with the children of God at the house of God. House of God is so out of order. We have been seeing so much out of order in the house of God. People judging by appearance, people judging by respect of person, and people judging based on feelings, traditions, and opinions, but they're not judging righteously. Wow. Jesus said, God said, open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. That's your mission. Make sure that you open your mouth. So when someone tells you, don't judge me, they say, you can't judge me. Well, you know what? Here's the fact. Think about this for a minute. We hear this a lot. When someone tells us that we need to stop judging others, they have just actually judged us. So they are guilty of the very thing they're telling us not to do. They made it a judgment that we were judging.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.